Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, you're back from the United States, having spent Pesach there and bringing us some good news. Would you just share the good news with us quickly? And then,
well, my good news is that I became a great-grandfather.
Mazal tov.
It's pretty good at 45.
Very good. And what parsha are we talking about this
week? Emor. Emor el ha-Kohanim, b'nei Aaron. So the first section of the parsha is dedicated to the sons of Aaron, to the Kohanim, to the priestly family of Israel. The priestly family of Israel was excused from all sorts of mundane, everyday activities because they were, so to speak, consecrated for the service of God and of man and the service of the temple. The Ramban, Nachmanides, says a very interesting point. He says that why, for instance, are Kohanim excused from attending funerals? From going on the cemetery, with the exception of the seven near relatives. And the Ramban says a very interesting insight. He says that death, so to speak, is the reminder to us of the value of life, and that ordinary people always need to be reminded. And there's nothing that brings us up as short as God forbid, having to attend a funeral or a burial or visiting the cemetery. So then our mortality is brought home to us, and we are able to focus, or we should be able to focus, on what we should do in our lives. A Kohen, he said, doesn't need that lesson. A Kohen, since he is in the service of God and of man, and since he is devoted exclusively to that service, and he has no other side issues, so to speak, because he doesn't have to make a living because he's supported by the community. He doesn't have to have a job, all of those things. So because of that, therefore, the Kohen doesn't need that reminder. And if he doesn't need the reminder, then why should we burden him with death when the Kohen is the representative of life? A very interesting insight.
And what is the implication of that insight for today when most Kohanim do go to work and when there is no Beit HaMikdash?
Well, the Kohanim today are fiercely loyal to their family tradition, and the laws of the Kohanim, certain laws of the Kohanim at least, not all, but certain laws of the Kohanim still apply. And today I would say it's a reminder that they're a Kohen. And there's also always in the background of Jewish faith and belief is that the redemption is possible in a very near future, and that there will be a temple again, and that the Kohanim will therefore be restored to their original status and their original work. And because of that, therefore, they have to keep in practice. And Kohanim don't go to funerals today either, simply because of the fact that they are Kohanim, because they are they're the priestly family. That's especially true of the high priest of Israel, who we found in the Parsha of Achremos, where the Torah described for us the service of the high priest on Yom Kippur. There's an interesting insight there, too. The Gaon of Vilna says, in the Chumash it says, he cannot come, and he can only come once a year into the Holy of Holies, on Yom Kippur. But the Gaon of Vilna said that applies to all later Kohanim Gedolim, to all later high priests. But the original high priest, Aaron HaKohen, Aaron, he could go in any day that he wanted to because he was on that level. So we're talking here always about levels, levels of purity and levels of humanity, of greatness. Aaron is one level, then the Kohen Gadol that succeeded him, his son, and then his grandchildren, etc. They are on a greater level than the ordinary Kohen, but they're not Aaron anymore. And then the ordinary Kohen is on a lesser level than the Kohen Gadol, but he's still on a level that we plebeians are not, the Yisraelim are not on that level. The Torah always, so to speak, creates this system of levels of responsibility and of service, because the Torah wants to impress upon us that everybody has a task and everybody has a role, and that by fulfilling our correct task and our correct role, then we fulfill the purpose that we're here for. So the Parsha of Emor, which has all of these mitzvot in it, also comes to teach us our role. In the Parsha of Emor, we have the mitzvah of Svira, the days that we are in now, the 49 days that we count between Pesach and Shavuot, also meant to teach us the importance of life. Every day is a number, right? Every day. And you have to have a purpose. You're going somewhere. So here we're going to Kabbalat HaTorah, to the acceptance of the Torah. We're going to the great holiday of Shavuot, etc. But it has to have a goal, has to have a purpose. And the Moshe Rabbeinu said in Tehillim, in his chapter in Tehillim that he authored, he said, Limnos Yomeinu Kein Hoda. The Lord taught us to count our days and to make our days count. And then we will have a heart of wisdom, then life has a meaning. But if just one day blends into another day and there's no special purpose and I don't feel that I'm really chosen to be somebody special, so then life at best is bland, and at worst it is very disappointing. The Torah didn't want that to happen to us, and that's part of the reason for all the mitzvot and part of the reason for what we see here in this Parsha of Emor.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on the weekly Torah Parsha of Emor. Thank you, Rabbi Wein.